What a coincidence to see you, of all people, at this frivolous Day of Shadow masquerade. Might I inquire as to your purpose here? To be one of the tricksters playing about on the streets outside, perhaps? Are you lost? No? We all bring our favorite shape-shifting forms we've acquired over the years, and yet you bring this? Of course I know it's you. We have the senses for that as a people. Unless you've forgotten our biology. No matter. While I love our exchanges of sharp banter, the dance has begun. Perhaps as your words test me, my many spider-like legs could test if you are truly quick on your feet. I'm sure our rivalry can wait a song or two. At least the deadly side of it. Ah, such elegance. Seems you know a step or two. I didn't know someone of your prestige could get by at such a high society event. An insult? I know not what you mean. I was simply stating there was no chance you could win a shape-shifting contest with such a drab form. You shouldn't act so confident. We're shifters, dear friend. Everyone here is. It's not my fault that others haven't acquired a form as unique and extravagant as this. Mine? It's a Tentrulia, darling. Humanoid hybrid with the dark elements of Eldritch and, well, Arachnid. My Chelicerae aren't intimidating you, are they? They may sway and slither, but tentacles are nothing to be afraid of. They can simply caress gently or squeeze the life out of someone like you. In either case, I can employ sweet venom that lets me speak to your mind and steal memories, should I choose to. So testy this evening. Come now, don't let our competition ruin an extravagant evening. Perhaps you're frustrated about a specimen that recently escaped your grasp. Oh, you know exactly what I mean. You allowed that human to be taken by the other entity. It must have been such an embarrassing sight. I wish I could have seen your face. Your real one at that. Oh, did I tap into a vulnerability? My, I didn't know you possessed an emotion, let alone multiple. Is it because I could ruin your career by telling everyone the truth? Don't act sore, darling. I simply like toying with my food, and leverage makes my meals all the sweeter. Careful. A little more weakness, and I might mistake you for dead. I'd have to wrap you in webs for a meal at home tonight. Pulling me closer. You aren't planning on silencing me, are you? How easy it would be. End me, right here. And no one alive would know your true form. Aside from yourself. Returning to a lonesome secret. Such a tragedy that would be. Especially on the Day of Shadows, when the tricksters are out to play. Better watch yourself. I have more limbs than you, and more weapons than you could handle. I didn't expect to end our rivalry in such a drab fashion, though you might make a good meal. I jest, darling. At least partly. Tentrulia does not eat the physical. The thoughts and memories of those caught in their webs, and that's what really satisfies me. How delicious your painful memories would be. How wonderful it would feel to leave your body an empty shell, without a single echo of memory left. Finally. The winner will be announced now. Care to congratulate me beforehand? I know your calculating mind thrives on anticipating future events. No? How disappointing. Alas, let us listen. What? That fool? They can't be serious. They chose such a ridiculous drab form. It's absolutely commonplace. It's as if they closed their eyes and drew from a hat. A tattered hat of idiocy. No one has ever had this form in this society. Am I not unique? Am I not artful? We chose masks, and yet the use of my venomous chelicerator form said mask was not creative. Yes, to add to the upside-down nature of the night, we somehow agree on something. I didn't think something could gather my ire more than you, but I was incorrect. I'm afraid I must end our pleasant conversation and leave this vacuous affair. Good night. I shall see you in the field to take whatever resources you find for myself. Idiot. Some multi-mouthed, fur-laden, horn-heavy monstrosity of a form. Half the attendees had that form. They were chosen for what? Their horns were formed into a mask. As if I didn't do the same thing. Apparently dynamic appendages that can move and form any shape I wish into any type of mask is useless for a ball dedicated to intelligent, artful work. I should have just been another form, not wasted appearing as this. To think. The only individual not praising that beast was that idiot. Who dares come up here? Oh. It's you. What are you doing here? Come to add insult to injury? As furious as I am, it would take little effort to wrap you in whisper web and drain your mind of every memory you have. Unless you have a trick up your sleeve. It's about time you put up a fight. I almost thought I'd have to put you out of your misery one day. Who knew it would be a night with skies and stars as clear as the shifting seas? But how did you even know I was here? Stalking me, are you? Usually it's the spider who does the stalking, but no matter. You should leave before I redirect my rage toward you, and not the others downstairs. More angry than I should be? Nonsense. I'm passionate, you know this. It helps me thrive. Don't push it. Simply because I have not revealed your true form to others thus far does not mean I never will. You know mine? Oh, please. Threatening me now of all nights. You couldn't possibly guess my true form out of thin air. Out of the thousands of appearances I've acquired, do you truly believe you know it? What did you just say? No, that can't be. You're wrong. False. Incorrect. I must go. I must leave immediately. Get out of my way. Get your hands off me, you little wretch. You think you can simply blurt things like that out? Simply because I chose this form for the competition does not mean it's my true one. Enough. I must leave, and I assure you we will never see each other again. Do you know what this means, you formless imbecile? We are rivals, enemies, and yet you dare speak of my true form. You dare speak it, knowing what it meant. What did you hope to accomplish? And now, of all moments, you change into your true form, when creatures like us know what we are. They're bonded. We are bonded. I should kill you where you stand so we don't have to endure this curse. When I look into your eyes, I feel hate, anger. I feel something more. No, I refuse this. We're rivals. We're enemies. You bumbling idiot. You've ruined several of my ventures in the past, and I've torn your organization apart more than once. Do you possibly think I would ever think of engaging in something romantic with the likes of you? We cannot be. I can't... How dare you? I should wrap my chelicerae around your neck, drain your mind, and rip the head from your body. But I... After all we've been through, the betrayals, the blackmail, the underhanded deals just to destroy one another, we know more than any couple should with the amount of digging we've done. My form, my place of reflection, my deepest secrets. I should have known, of all the people in the world, you know me best of all. The real question is, why would you come here? You knew I was aware of your true form, so why would you dare to voice mine? Perhaps you were seduced by the spider-like anatomy, or the whispers of the old ones as I draw near, or you simply realized what we truly are. I feel like we're akin to binary stars, you and I. Like a poem. You remember it? How am I not surprised? You always did like her, didn't you, Casilda? Along the shore, the cloud waves break. The twin suns sink behind the lake. Our shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Strange is the night where black stars rise, and strange moons circle through strange skies. But stranger still is lost Carcosa. That poem reminds me of you. We're always doomed to reunite, to destroy one another. Time and time again. Some believe destruction has a certain beauty to it. Don't you think? A memory came back to me, surged within my mind, as our lips connected before. The second half of the poem. How serendipitous it is to return now. Whenever I've met with you, I read that poem that I've just recited, to remind me that my draw to you is simply fate's command to destroy one another. I blocked out the rest, as it meant nothing to me. I thought it meant nothing to me. Now, I'm not as certain. I believed the ending of the poem was a lie, but tonight, I feel starlight converge on this concert hall rooftop. The hymns that our lips once did sing are lost like fear that still must bring our voice and vision to the king in Carcosa. With subtle light and heated breath, in dusk the suns seem lost to death, yet closer still we draw in dim Carcosa. where all things end and all waves break. Again we lie beneath the lake. Still shadows lengthen in Carcosa. Song of my soul, my voice is dead. Nights unsung and tears unshed shall dry and die in lost Carcosa. I did not expect such transformation at a ball on the Day of Shadow. I did not expect to see beyond your mask, your form, your soul. All along you saw through my many shapes, through our hate. And now I know that love was what we hid behind our guise of hatred. That's what is beautiful. Our blooming love stems from soil left in the wake of destruction. Gods, there is nothing else in the world. I feel ages of rage melting from your touch, melting from your soul. I want to make you mine. I must know more. I must see into your soul, please. Let me wrap you up in my mind's eye. Let my webs encircle you so that I feel your thoughts and you in mine. I wish to see beyond your form, your mask that hides your feelings. Yes, your agreement could never sound sweeter. Oh, yes. Yes, I feel it all. Your thoughts say more than I ever wished for. All this time, you wished to end our rivalry when I thought the opposite. My body burns for more. It burns to taste you, to feel you, to mate with you. I'll move the webbing slightly so I can access where you wish me most. I've dreamt of tasting you, to hear your cries of pleasure. And you taste incredible, transcendent. The way my tentacles hold you, the way they encircle and run all along you. I feel your thoughts, your needs, your desires. The way your body tenses up with each movement. Oh, the way you moan for me. It overwhelms my senses. Oh. Don't stop, darling. I need to hear how much you want this, how much you wish for more, how much you wish to give me. I can't hold back anymore. Every time I hear you moan for me, I must have you. If there was one ending to our rivalry, it is with me mounting you and claiming you, once and for all. Ah, let me rid us of this webbing. Let me take you. Oh, let me take what I want, what I need. You knew the moment you spoke my form. You knew what we would become. You knew I would take you, mate with you, make us one. You knew I would breed with you. Oh, show me, fuck me the way you wished for, the way you've always wanted. I have 8 limbs and tentacles to pin you down, but I know you have more fight in you. Whether you fight for dominance or submit to me, the ending's the same. We are one. Oh, yes. When you move like that, I can't. harder, harder, faster. I can't hold back. I need you. I need your body. Yes. Oh, like that. Yes. Your heart. Your soul. My love, tell me you're mine. Oh, yes. Yes, that's what I need. Together with you, bearing our true forms. It's everything. I can't help but wrap you in my arms, my legs, my webs, my tentacles, my thoughts. It's like an eternity of emotion is flowing through me. My blood boils, my body burns for you. Burn with me, burn with me, come for me. Every piece of me is tensing up, looking into your eyes. Feeling your body, feeling you fuck me. I just want to breed. Breed with me. Come for me. I'll just pin you down with every part of me and make you mine. Mmm. Oh. Oh yes, that's the reaction I wish for. You want this. You've always wanted this. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me again. Yes. Again. I'm so close. Bond us together. Come with me. Our true forms bared. Please, come. Come with me. Make me come now. Now. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. I've never felt such things. My body, mind, my soul enraptured by the eyes of my enemy. Or perhaps someone I thought was my enemy. I felt flames in places that have felt cold my entire existence. Lost Carcosa indeed. I'd forgotten the competition in the halls below. Perhaps it's not about victory. About the forms themselves, to find something special. I did not expect a high society event to end with mating with my greatest rival. Within our hate and destruction, I never knew it was from a deeper, more powerful emotion. I didn't know I could even feel love. I dare say we'll encounter complications in the near future, but no discussion of that tonight. Simply lay with me and look up at the stars where our lights dance and play, but circle no more. While the others dance below, hidden and afraid, we lie here with no need for masquerade. There are no masks required in Carcosa.